Hello, hello, beautiful people, mi gente bella. Welcome, welcome to another edition of Santana Says, where we talk about everything from Roblox to relationships, everything in between, and the overall journey of life. I am excited, as always, to bring you another edition of the show, and also just to get into some great topics, talk about what is going on in the world. And I'm also excited because, if you all know, I love me some themes, you know what I mean? I'm always going to jump on, you know, what's taking place. And this one, y'all, you know, I'm pumped because it is Women's History Month. And so I never, if you've been following the show, I never cease to take advantage of an opportunity to celebrate women, uplift women, you know, just give flowers to all the women in the world, but also just because, and acknowledge the realities of being a woman. So I just shout out all women, all femmes, all individuals in the world that like possess feminine energy, who are in their like feminine uniqueness, their essence, all of these things. You are all getting your flowers right now. You know what I mean? I am excited. I'm always excited, like I said, to do that. But again, whenever we're given a month an opportunity to do it louder, cool. I will do just that. And I will definitely make sure that we do it. Now, I want to give a special shout out to start off because we had several guests during Women's History Month last year. And so I love being able to say that because it's been a minute. And so like now we, you know, we have a little steam to us and a little consistency and, you know, longevity, if you will, to the show. But last year we had a couple guests. And so one of which was my cousin. We're not necessarily like blood related. It's just that we've been, you know, family for so long and we've been in each other's lives forever that that's my family. You know what I'm saying? She's everything to me. But we actually do have, I am the godmother of her daughter, and so her oldest daughter. And so, you know, we do actually are connected even more now with family, but we even used to call each other cousins just because, like, we grew up together and you know how that go. So she is now, like, having a new child. I'm so excited for her. Congrats. She's having a new baby, a new girl. That's why I said her oldest daughter, because she's about to have a new baby. And so I'm super excited for her, spending her family, being able to do that. My sister was another person that was on the show, and she actually, you know, came on the show. We talked about our great story, how I met her for the first time, y'all, as an adult, which is crazy. We literally have only known each other for a few years now, but it's been amazing. She's amazing. It's been amazing. And like, you know, she already was this incredible force, but then she came on the show and then she said, like I said, y'all might've heard me say this before, but she claimed she was inspired by the show. So, hey, there must be a Santana Says effect. But just to make sure I recap and, you know, remind you all of that, if you haven't seen the episode with her, definitely check that one out. But also, she now does have her own business, y'all, a whole psychiatry office. I hope I don't butcher the name. I want to say it was Haika, maybe? Fiovi, you're going to have to correct me. But it is spelled H-Y-G-E-E. It is a psychiatry office, and it's going to be having its opening, grand opening soon. So, like, in April, I believe, is when it is. But for sure, that's happening. And so I'm happy to give more details as that gets closer. But either way, we got a new psychiatry office here in Cleveland. I believe the location is actually located in Lakewood. But it's a new place, and this is from a previous guest on the show, so I'm like beyond excited. And heck yeah, we're not only are we gonna absolutely celebrate that, but just, you know, it's a new venture, it's a new opportunity. But like, somebody that was on here talking about their journey has now taken a new step. That's like so exciting. I'm like so pumped about that, and I've been very excited to like celebrate so many wins, and it's just like being able to do that, you know what I mean, and feel happy seeing other people step into what they want to do. Like, that's just been such an exciting thing. And, like, I always get very excited about it. So, no, this is not just for the show, you know, or anything like that. No, like, literally, this is who I am. I love and get very excited when I see other people winning. I think that we all, it, like, inspires me more, too, because it's just, like, you know, I feel like, wow, I see myself in that person. I could do it also. Like, if they doing it, I could do it. And, like, I'm just so glad they're doing it and that it's another contribution to the world. It's something else that we now have. And this means that this person is really living out their purpose and doing something that's theirs. So I always get very excited when those things occur and like can't be any less happy about it. So like, congrats sis on that new thing. So, you know, I know she's always listened in the past. You know what I mean? And, you know, maybe she's listening now, but either way, I need everybody else to know and for her to know that I am so incredibly happy for her. and wish her like the absolute best with this new venture. Speaking of new ventures, I also want to give a shout out to Healing Roots Counseling. And if the owner of Healing Roots ever wants to come on the show, she is more than welcome. But she is another woman who just opened up a brand new, you know, she offers Reiki and somatic experience services. And so, you know, just open this up. I actually got to indulge you all. And listen, it was amazing. So like I have been learning more about Reiki. Because if you all recall, I also love any connection to like indigenous anything, you know, indigenous practice, but also like honoring the indigenous cultures, our connection to our indigenous roots. And so I feel like it's something that we all possess, you know what I mean? And that we've stepped away from. So I have definitely brought on several guests in that arena. But Reiki, I mean, I'm not sure that we exclusively talked about it, but it is a practice. And so it's not... is unlike other ones in the fact that, you know, it's definitely not, it is a form of counseling, I would say, or like treatment maybe is a better word instead of counseling. Because the thing is that some people may see it and think that, you know, it is like maybe, you know, it's certainly not talk therapy is what I want to be clear on. And so there are some individuals that go and pursue counseling. And so talk therapy is the great thing that they want to do. It's the traditional where you sit, you know, with the person or you do it virtually. You talk to a counselor, you process some of your stuff. Reiki is not like that. Reiki is an experience. And so you are essentially having a person apply physical touch to your body. You are then able to, you know, usually you are able to experience healing from it. These people, the individuals who provide this service are trained. So no, it's not just anybody can perform this service. No, these are individuals that took the training, have the background in it, understand the value of it, and can help you then, you know, not only get in touch more with, you know, your body and its principles and like all the healing that exists already within it, but brings that more to the surface and can help. They, you know, in during my experience, not only did that occur, but I literally felt myself on a couple occasions transported. And here's the kicker. The only reason why I would get out of that, like I felt like, you know, in my mind, there was like great music playing. She really did set it up very well. So like I said, shout out to her, Linda. But I absolutely, and my cousin, I didn't even mention her by name, but it is my, you know, affectionately known as Mama, but that was my cousin Lisette. Shout out to her. Belinda is the person, you know, Garcia Cruz is who opened up practice, this Healing Roots counseling practice. And when I was there, had this wonderful music playing, you know, tranquil setting. It was awesome. But I did feel myself actually transported a couple times. It really felt like I wasn't in the room, you know, which is really cool. And I do feel like an individual needs to be open to that. I mean, it wasn't like she did anything, like she didn't physically do anything in that respect, right, to literally put me there. This is all a mental process that's happening as she is delivering the service. So I felt that. But it was interesting because I got knocked out of that on several occasions because of myself, because I would overthink and start thinking about other things. And it's like, I'm having this beautiful moment. And then like, you know, like for a moment, I'm having this release and not feeling like I'm here in the present world. And then I would allow myself to get knocked out of it. How many times? Like, does that happen where we finally have this chance of relaxation and release, but then we allow all of those, you know, stressors and things to creep up and come in and disrupt that very thing that is helping us? So that definitely happened with me. I felt a lot of stimulation, especially when she was near my head, which makes all the sense because I am a very mental person. I live in my head a lot and have a lot of thoughts. You have gotten the chance to hear a lot of those thoughts on the show. And so I'm glad that I have a platform where I can share them. But outside of here, you know, I still possess a lot of them, and I know I'm not alone in that and that they're individuals. So I felt a lot of that there. But the way she also ended the session really touched me a lot as well. And so she actually, you know, did end with a prayer, and she offered, you know, like words of encouragement. I couldn't hear all the words she was using. What I can tell you though, is that it was beyond comforting. Like I really felt like, you know, so like, you know, at peace during that moment. I felt my mind and body reacting to it in a way that like I didn't ask necessarily for. It was an incredible experience, but I definitely feel that as a result, you still would not be able to take my experience and think that it's going to be the same for you. It would definitely need to be something that you'd have to be open to on your own and like, you know, take it for what it is and, you know, allow yourself, you know, to like let that experience do what it will with, you know, with your time. But it is awesome. I think it's definitely a great thing that we have. And I think there are a lot of practices that, you know, do have their own values, you know, whether that's yoga, you know, which also, that was the only other time I had ever experienced Reiki. It was with in combination.
Black culture feeds fashion, but fashion doesn't always feed Black creatives. I mean, only 7.3% of American fashion designers are Black. So McDonald's is pairing 5 rising Black designers with 5 fashion insiders for career-changing mentorships and the access they deserve. Because we can do better than 7.3. Together, we can change the face of fashion. Follow their journey on Instagram at WeAreGolden.
Statistics sourced from Zipia.com as of 2021.
With the yoga session. I know that I've seen it, you know, happen in other places. There are things like that. And I just think that moving our bodies, you know, getting in touch more with our bodies, listening to our bodies, there's value. There is so much value in that. And I think there's such a great connection with that, that I think we can't, you know, recognize enough. And I can also tell you that this is especially true for me. And this is, I'm not a person that normally does it. So like, I love dancing though. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, side to side, you know what I'm saying? Invite me, let me know. We actually had a guest, John Paul, on the show, and his fiance is actually Brittany Feliciano, and she apparently is part of Viva. So I got to learn more now that he was on here. I took a deep dive and saw all the things she's involved in. Viva Dance Studio is awesome. They do a lot of great work, and they have some events coming up. I'm gonna try my hardest to be there. Hadn't been able to go to the others, but it's been amazing. They like showcase all this great, you know, work that they do. They're able to provide lessons to others. It's awesome. So that's my realm. I love being in that world of dance. You know, in that way. And I feel like moving our bodies is great. And I do not enjoy when I don't get a chance to do that. So like, I definitely feel imbalanced when I don't. So like, it's always hard when I'm not engaging in it enough. So I feel like it's definitely something that I need to always like re-engage with when I can. But yesterday I was also in a class where I'm in an expressive arts class currently, cause I'm still in school. Y'all stretch. It's like the home run, you know, like I'm almost done with it, but it's still, you know, still having to do it. So I was in a class, an expressive arts class. We actually were challenged to create a dance about our lives. And so, you know, for some of us, we were like, what, what on earth? Or like choreograph, I think is how it was worded. Like choreograph steps about your life, either one. It was supposed to be short, but even then, some of us, of course, freaked out. You know what I'm saying? Others were like, are you for real? You know, and others were like, this is cool. I actually don't have an issue with that. I'm just struggling to figure out which movements best capture my life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how am I supposed to help it be clear of the things that I have gone through? And this particular challenge was to talk about not your whole, your life as a whole, but particularly in the event that you have overcome. So I definitely chose in mind to talk about, the class didn't know this, but I chose to talk about, of course, the relationship that I was in. Not only because that the unhealthy relationship, for those who may, you know, do remember, and if you're new, it was an unhealthy relationship that I mentioned when I first started the podcast. And so I wanted to talk about that, but not just because I had been in it and because I am on the other side of it, but because there were so many stages that went in it. Like, it was the conflict during it. It was the struggle after it. It was a fight that I had to then take on a legal side that happened. It was, you know, also the mental battle that happened and me having to like question what I was doing and how it was going and how it affected my children and, you know, what was happening. And then it was me having to also kind of relinquish control at the end of the day and just leave it open to what's going to happen, because it is still like an ongoing process that like I've had to go through. And so like, yeah, it's still in the works, you know what I mean, to this day. And so I chose some movements like that went along with that. I started off by hitting the ground super hard, y'all, like to the point where like, yo, I felt it in my, I felt it, but it was where my body went, you know what I'm saying? Like I heard what they said we needed to do. And I was just like, yo, I feel like I need to release this. Like, this needs to happen. I promise y'all that it was the wake up I needed. Like, when I went into that class, the most tired I had ever been, with all the excuses that we all give, like, oh, I had been at work and I did this and I, you know, I had all this stuff going on. And I'm in internship, y'all. So for those who have been in that struggle, I salute you. This is where I have to complete all my hours on the clinical side and I'm meeting with clients. But I'm doing that at 2 different sites, and I'm doing it while having my full-time job and still being a mom to my kids. So I'm tired. You know, I'm a little stressed, a little, you know, I'm just feeling that. I carried that weight into that classroom. So when I had to do this in person, I'm like, okay, I'm already tired. There's a lot going on. When I took part in that activity, I cannot capture enough or paint for y'all how much it really did wake me up. Like, it was like not only such a incredibly fun and enjoyable experience, more than I had even anticipated, but like it really like invigorated me. and like kind of woke me up in a way that I didn't even realize I needed to be woken up. And because it was me having to like depict a struggle that I had overcome and express it in this creative way, it really reminded me of like, wow, I may not be fully like resolved with this issue, but I've really done more with it than I realized. You know what I'm saying? And I have really overcome a lot more than I have given myself credit for. And like, there is so much more peace that I'm experiencing that I prayed for in the past and now get the chance to enjoy. And I don't even pause half the time and give myself a chance to even celebrate that, like, or, you know, I even identify it or recognize it. It's like, man, I'm really in the middle of a blessing here. And I hadn't even given myself a chance to really like fully, you know, accept that, you know, for myself. And it was just great that that activity that I thought was going to be like, you know, like I had no idea how it would go, like did that for me. And that's also what I feel like is the power of creative expression. It is absolutely the power of art, you know, and like that's how much that like those things touch us. And really the value of like how all of this connects back to mental health. Like I was like, wow, this really reminds me of that. We also were encouraged in that class to give creative responses to everyone else's presentation. And we gave the most encouraging messages. I was actually so inspired by the messages that we gave to one another that I actually put out a challenge. A question on my social media, asking women. I was like, you know what, women, I would love to know what is the best piece of advice that you've gotten from another woman? You know what I mean? What is, you know, something, you know, like that they have shared that has stayed with you, that has helped you and maybe either carried you through a difficult moment or essentially helped you to like really take on the world, you know what I mean? Like, you know, by storm or like really help you to deal with whatever obstacle is in your way. I got some dope responses. I am excited. So I will be sharing those in a moment, but there's one more person that I want to shout out first. And so I actually had every intention and like, you know, and actually if this person is still, you know, wants to come on, the invitation is still open. But the other guest that we had on last year was Tanisha Velez. And Tanisha Velez was, because it still is, the current owner of Cleveland Fresh, is, you know, like, an agricultural guru, like literally knows, you know, all these great things about gardening, about nutrition, about like, you know, embracing like our roots in that way also. And like helps, you know, students to learn about that, helps adults also, of course, because provides all these great services, but has really like, when I talk about also growth and like all the great things they have done after the show, oh no, she is definitely an embodiment of that. So like now she also helps with the Roberto Clemente Baseball League. And so is literally orchestrating that entire event. So like organizes it, represents it in the community. So like goes out to tabling events and lets people know about it, has to organize the coaches, registers the players. Like she does this in partnership with her, you know, significant other. But I am telling you, this woman is a force like for taking all of that on. She does that. She also goes into the schools and educates students about like, you know, again, about agriculture, about growing their own food, about like the value of that, like dieting in the process, like all of these things get discussed, is able to like take on all these things. And then with all that being said, is one of the most generous individuals I have ever met, like continues to share her platform with others. She is, you know, she had an event and she was adding on different people, you know, to it. I know that recently she was shouted out by DJ Chevy Red, who I have not had the pleasure of meeting personally, but like I am connected to on social media. So I feel like, you know, we're friends, like it connects us. But like, is really like such a dope personality though. So like even that literally shines even through social media. So like I've seen it. But they opened up a new venture. And so, like, she has a Isla Sip. So, like, she has this tea, the teas and blends that she does. And she, you know, Tanisha offered an opportunity for her to be able to, like, be a vendor and, you know, do all that. And in the process, that's what she's done. She's created now because she also does these, you know, like, markets. And so, like, where she's able to have, like, produce available. And she has vendors there. So she's been able to, like, showcase other businesses, you know, provide this great, like, service, you know, to others, have, like, showcase other businesses, is constantly sharing other people's, you know, things, also provides this other community effort, you know what I mean, that she's just doing because she cares so much about being able to help, is constantly sharing my content, which I always find, like, an honor. So, like, you know, about things that I'm talking about when it comes to relationships, like, does all of this and literally in the entire spirit of service. Like, I feel like embodies it, cares so much about it, and, like, does nothing more than share that with everyone. Like, I feel like it's what we talk about. It's what I've mentioned. But it's like, yo, if there's anybody that is a perfect, like, illustration of that, y'all need to look up Tanisha Velez. Like, that's who she is. Like, she is just that person who does all these great things. And yes, I want to salute her as the incredible woman, you know, that she is, and like all these great things that she does. And so I would love for her, you know, to be able to share those updates. I mean, the door is always open for her to come. So she should know that it's there. And like, that space is available to you. But I mean, whether she's here or not, she deserves to be celebrated. And I wanted to make sure that I shouted her out, let her know, like, how incredible that is, but just like how, you know, how inspiring her work is alone, but how like moving it is to see her sharing that with other people. You know what I'm saying? And just like that, there is space for all of us to be able to do work together. And like, even when I met her, the fact that she was so willing to share like things that she had learned and like, you know, ways that we can all like grow up, you know, like grow together, and like, you know, advice that she had received, like the most giving person I've ever met. And as much as I would love for that to be the norm amongst others, we know that that doesn't happen. There are a lot of individuals who feel threatened by sharing information, who think that it's going to damper their own, you know, success, and who like see that as, you know, as an attack, or like just not as something that they would like to participate in. And I, for one, am not one to do that. I try as much as I can to go to as many things as I can. I know I also shared Masla Ray. Alicia Ellis's efforts with Masla Ray. And I know she's having a networking event taking place, constantly has creative meetups. I'm trying to share that as many times as I can. So even if I can't be there, I'm going to let y'all know about it. Because I feel like all the individuals that constantly provide these platforms where there's more individuals that can be present and like are helping to, you know, pour into others, you gonna get all the accolades from me, y'all. Like, I, you know, all the accolades, all the credit and everything, just because I think we can stand to do so much more of that. But it, like, it really does empower all of us to have those, you know, platforms to grow those communities, but also to know that we are together with others, and that as creatives, we can partner with other creatives. You know what I mean? Like, as a creative, you're not supposed to be a creative by yourself, and like produce, you know, like produce work that is only for your own eyes. No, it's meant to be with others. I know there are some people that may not be ready to share their work with others, and that's different. But like, when you do put your work out there, it, when you share with other people, you like stand to gain so much more. So it's awesome when I see that happen. So all those women that I have mentioned are incredible. There's of course so many others, but it's just, those are the women that I especially wanted to celebrate, you know, like just today, you know what I mean? Just right now, you know, just to start off. But it's not an exhaustive list. It is just, like I said, the beginning of my list, because there are definitely so many. Many of them have actually graced the stage. And there are two others that are going to definitely be on this month. And so you'll definitely hear from them also. But I mean, I just had to start with those women because they are amazing. They really are amazing. And, you know, Tanisha herself is also a mother. You know, she really is a partner, you know what I mean? To like, you know, her significant other, you know, so she's in a relationship. She like, you know, like she does all that. And it's just like, I'm telling you, like seeing what she does, girl, you got to know that. So I'm gonna make sure I tell her that, you know what I'm saying, later. But also like, I wanted to tell y'all, cause I feel like we should be able to take joy in sharing other people's successes and, you know, being able to like share in that celebration, and also just know that like it really is something that helps us all to be able to do that, and like, you know, be able to, you know, continue to like blossom in that. You know what I mean? I feel like it's that great. It really helps us to all thrive, and like we get to shine, y'all. Like that light just gets brighter, and it's just as we continue to pour into it. So I'm excited on that, and I wanted to make sure I shared it. But also, of course, I would be remiss without giving my own message of encouragement to all women. I know that, you know, we carry a lot, y'all. We carry a lot. We definitely have a lot of responsibilities, and I know, and when I say this, I am speaking to women, not just the ones that have children, right? Like there are, I of course salute my fellow mothers, but I know there are women that have no children at all, right? But that pour into so many other people, that still wear so many hats, that do so many things, that are pulled in so many directions, and are having to do this with so many societal standards on their backs, with so many eyes on them, right? And with so many expectations that they also hold in their own heads, right? Like that they have, that some of which may have been imposed on them, but some of them are just standards that they have set for themselves, some of which are positive, but some of which I know forces a lot of women to overproduce and overwork, you know, and over like extend themselves. in so many ways. And I know that it's hard for us to like release the urge to do that. But I really always want to provide that invitation that it's okay not to always engage in that, you know, and that the time that you are existing, like, should not be full of constant exertion. You know, it shouldn't always be filled with exhaustion. And I don't, you know, it really always, like, saddens me and, like, pains me to know that there are so many women who, at the end of a day, sometimes don't even have enough energy to even, like, celebrate themselves or, like, have a moment that they can enjoy because they're so depleted, you know, at the end of the days. And like, they've given so much to so many people that they don't have anything left at the end of the day. Those are the women that I especially want to send an encouraging message to. I want you to know that I see you, you know, and I acknowledge you. I am you, but like, we got to do better for ourselves. You know what I mean? We got to really take advantage of this life that we have, right? We got to really become members of these communities, you know, and these groups out here that exist. And even though she wasn't necessarily Women's History Month, but I know my dear friend, Piera, has her platform, Millennial Momming. I know that she provides so many ways that she encourages moms there. But I also love, like I said, all the women that provide all these platforms for women in general. And I just think we got to be able to pull each other up. I love that when Alana mentioned during our last episode that how can we love more women out loud in a way where that validation does not have to come from someone else? And how can we do it in a way where we are not engaging in any of these toxic behaviors and unhealthy ones, but the ones that ultimately provide more damage than they do good? And how do we stop ourselves from engaging in acts of love that do not end up making us feel loved, are not reciprocated, and where we end up giving more and not getting anything back or getting less of what we ultimately put out? And so I would love for us, you know, to think more about that, just to let that be part of, you know, what we think about on a regular basis so that we're not feeling that way, so that we're not in these empty and, like, you know, energy sucking relationships, but also that at the end of the day, we are pouring back into ourselves and we do have more to give to the world, right? And that we can thrive in that, you know, and really blossom and continue to be the great bomb women that we are, you know? And so, and of course, salute to my men. I'm always get back to you too, but of course I want to be able to just take that time to like celebrate all women at any stage, at any place that you're at, and wherever your mentality may be, you know, and knowing that it's okay to be there, but that you always have an invitation on this show and elsewhere to like, and always to take advantage of everything that you have and pour into your own abilities, but really to foster more healthy activities and more healthy habits and more healthy thoughts that can really like sustain you and help you, but also push you into these better and more, you know, like advanced places that don't feel like you have nothing left to give. And so that is my invitation. But with it, as I mentioned, there were some great messages that I got. And I am so grateful to all the individuals that contributed. Most of them came from Facebook. I actually put it everywhere. So like I put it on my Instagram, which continues to be Santana Says with one underscore. I put it on my LinkedIn, which, you know, I'm on there as Melissa Santana. And I also put it on my Facebook. I put it on my personal Facebook page. But when I share with Instagram, there is a Facebook fan page for Santana Says that you can go on and like. But I put it on my regular Facebook page that I have for myself. And yes, I definitely got quite a few. And so I want to share a few of those with you now. I actually want to, it's not too long of a list. I actually would like to share, you know, all the ones that I got. And so on Instagram, I actually got a quote from Viola Davis that was about, you know, essentially really loving yourself, you know, and remembering the value of loving yourself, and that, you know, it's hard for you to be able to love anyone else without having that self-love first. On LinkedIn, I actually got someone that also offered the importance of boundaries. You know what I'm saying? It is okay to say no. And even if it's to your family, y'all, You have permission. You are allowed to be able to do that. And you are allowed to be able to put your needs, you know, before others and not let someone disrupt your peace. And then from Facebook, I got, I won't say names, you know, not all of that, but I do want to, again, you know, shout out all these incredible individuals. And if, you know, after hearing the show, you got some other advice, feel free to share it with me. Like I said, whether it's there, I'm even on TikTok, wherever you need to find me, but, always feel free to encourage to reach out. But the other ones that I got were decenter men. Do not make them the entire focus. You're competing with yourself. No one else. Watch what a person does, not what they say.
Hey, what's up? It's Ian Vaughn, the host of the Can We Talk R&B podcast. If you're an R&B lover, then you need to check out and subscribe to Can We Talk R&B. From the hottest new artists to the legends who've paved the way, get ready for exclusive interviews and maybe even a few controversial debates. Can We Talk R&B is brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators. So get ready to elevate your R&B experience and subscribe now. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Can we talk R&B?
Believe in yourself and your capabilities. Don't let anyone else define your worth. Love yourself. You're going to be with you forever. Forever. Do your best and forget the rest. Take it one day at a time. And if you can't take it one day at a time, take it 1 hour at a time. And if you can't take it 1 hour at a time, take it 1 minute at a time. But either way, take it with that one step. Be a tree. No matter how the wind blows, be grounded. I love that one. I was like, ooh, okay. That's a little interesting quote. And it connects to some of our roots. But be a tree. And no matter how the wind blows, be grounded. You are doing an amazing job at handling and sorting through some heavy shit. I'm proud of you. You never gave up. So yes, you're doing an amazing job. You're handling through it. And just getting that encouragement sometimes, I agree, is literally the best when someone can literally remind you just how much, you know, like, yes, that you may be carrying, but that you did that. Make sure you take your vacation, your self-care days, and disconnect completely so you can show up as the best version of yourself. And speaking of the best version, be unapologetically you. You are the only you. And so do that unapologetically. Women are always made to feel like they are too much, while at the same time, not enough. You have to know that you are just right. Love it. Living with a man is like having another child at times. So it's normal to love them and still want to live alone sometimes. An interesting one. And then the last two were, listen to your own instinct and intuition. Go where you're loved. If they don't pay your bills, pay them no mind. It's okay if you aren't good at everything, especially in school. And there's more to life than degrees and accomplishments. Make sure you have fun. And so all of that was one, but like listening to all of that, you know, and knowing that there is absolutely more to life. And then the last one I received, most recent, was that you are the only you on the planet and you do you better than anyone else. It's pretty amazing considering there are billions of other people in this world. And that you are the only one that can do you as well as you can. One more was also always love yourself. So going back to the self-love. And so they were awesome. I loved every single message that I got. I'm definitely going to make it known to them that their messages got shared. But like, you know, I protected their anonymity in case they didn't want it to be known. But it was from some great tribe of women, I would definitely say. A lot of them, many of which I know personally, some of which I know professionally, all of whom I'm inspired by at the end of the day. And like, I haven't met anyone that hasn't at least touched me in that way. And I feel like that, you know, especially like I said, that's why I keep having these people on the show because I need y'all to know just how moved I am. But I also see it just in my everyday life. And I feel like we can never have enough of that. And like, we gotta stay encouraged. We gotta stay uplifted, and we definitely gotta stay empowered as much as we can because there is a lot. This is some heavy, you know, hard times. And if it wasn't already for all the conflict taking place in our world, we still have all the conflict that takes place at home. And when you are the person that is in charge of your home and all the things going on, I know that that burden can seem even heavier at the end of the day. And it's hard to escape that no matter where you are, because you're always aware of it. You're always coming back to it. And you're always being reminded of it, because either by the individuals that you are, that you have to take care of, or just by even your own self, just being aware of all the responsibilities you have. So know that I get that. That doesn't, you're still a great priority in the midst of that. And like, in order for you to even attend to all of these things, you got to be right. You know, and you got to be good within yourself. So, again, please accept the invitation. You know what I mean? To pour into you. Do what you can. And if you have it, do it, you know, do it sometime. Like, you know, do it today. Do it this week. Do it whenever. But do it, you know, because it's worth it. It's worth it to pour into yourself. It's worth it to celebrate yourself. And it's worth it to do whatever you can to make your life better and not feel like you're barely getting by. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want your life to ever feel that way. And so, as always, thank you so much for, you know, indulging me, for any support that you have ever shown. It literally always means the absolute world. I'm always very grateful to even be able to have that chance. And I just, you know, I want to continue to do it with others. And everybody that has always reached out and has ever felt encouraged by anything I have shared, I thank you very much for that. You know, it really does mean everything to me. And that's the reason why I want to be able to keep providing in this way. But if I can ever do it better, or if you have ideas or anything, you know, that you want to share, please reach out. And the only thing I did not share, but for those on YouTube can see it, but for those who can't, it is sent my email, which is santanasayspodcast@gmail.com. You can also reach out there. So whichever way, and in any way you want to, and whenever you want to, please feel free to encourage. But again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And happy Women's History Month to all my fellow women and everyone out there. And I hope you get to celebrate that, celebrate you, and do whatever you can to continue to have a great time and a great week. So thank you.
Black culture feeds fashion, but fashion doesn't always feed Black creatives. I mean, only 7.3% of American fashion designers are Black. So McDonald's is pairing 5 rising Black designers with 5 fashion insiders for career-changing mentorships and the access they deserve. Because we can do better than 7.3. Together, we can change the face of fashion. Follow their journey on Instagram @WeAreGolden.
Statistics sourced from Zipia.com as of 2021.